The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. Our 20th annual Toys for Tot show. Rob Ninkovich is with us. And so great to see people that we end up seeing every single year at this event, including... I wanted to thank Dennis Doucette, who has been for 10 years showing up here with bikes, and he brought 20 bikes for Toys for Tots. So.
Wow.
Well, 19. I took one for James.
You took one for James. He works for William Ravis and comes out and does this every year, as do so many of you guys. So thanks for being here. We're going to talk to Nick Kostos in about 20 minutes or so, and he'll tell you how to wager this weekend. Rob, we were talking about Trevor Lawrence sliding. What's your fix on that when it comes to the NFL?
I think Tom had a great take on it, actually. He talked about, you know, defense is a very aggressive – you have to have the mindset of being aggressive. And I think that there needs to be some type of, you know, fine for the offensive player if they take advantage of the fact that they have to – you know, defensively, you have to let off the quarterback. I mean, you see Patrick Mahomes do it all the time. He runs to the sideline. He acts like he's going to go out, and then he either throws the ball. The defensive guy definitely slows down, tries to let off the quarterback because they don't want to get fined, but then he gains 5 or 10 more yards. I mean, one of the plays was ridiculous. Like, two guys, like, literally just, like, they stopped, and he ran down the sideline, and then the commentator's like, look at that. I mean, the guy's so athletic. It's unbelievable. It's like, the defensive guy let him do that. So there has to be some accountability offensively to not have those guys take advantage of that. Now,
but how do you figure that out?
Every inch. So if I'm sprinting as fast as I possibly can towards a quarterback who's athletic, who can run, is running at me as fast as possible, and he's in the air running with the football – when am I supposed to say I need to let off and stop? Because guess what? If I let off and he jukes me and runs away from me for a touchdown, I'm a highlight reel.
But you think that was the case with the Trevor Lawrence hit?
It was a
where
slide.
He had plenty of time.
His butt wasn't on the ground yet, and he got hit in the head.
Here's my rule.
The only thing that made it bad was he had an elbow.
Right.
I wore that before. Like, I tore my tricep. I had that whole brace thing on. He hit him with the brace in the head. I think that made it look a lot worse. But when you're going to get – like, as he goes down, you don't – you can't just say in a split second, like, I'm going to avoid you.
Right. Here's my rule, and I'm an offensive guy, but I can only imagine how difficult it must be. You have a 5-yard halo once you become a quarterback who turns into a runner. Play breaks down, he exits the pocket. Because most of the slides happen when the quarterback has broken a pocket and he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to run a little bit. But he has a 5-yard halo, and if you close, if you're anything in that 5-yard
halo, they blow it dead.
No, you become basically a live target. So guys,
so you can't slide.
So you can't slide because guys will take your head off. You have to dive, or you got to try to juke guys. But there's a 5-yard halo. If you don't give yourself up within that 5-yard halo, then squat. You are live.
It's a flag. I would say if you don't get down before you're I'd say maybe four. Yeah, 5 yards. But 5 yards is kind of far.
But that, but at least that gives a defender because you are moving at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
And it's enough time for the quarterback to make the decision to go, all right, I'm going to slide here and I don't have to worry about nothing. Because if you start going 2 and 3 yards,
it's too tight.
Trevor Lawrence one, as soon as he got to midfield, it's like, all right, I'm either going to slide and give myself up or I'm going to fight to get the first down.
Ninko, you know Robert Kraft as well as anybody. I was shocked they didn't do more in the offseason to build around this team, that the offensive line was a big disaster last year and they signed one guy who quit football. I know they have to spend. Will they spend? Are you confident that
we're at a dealership right now, and I'm going to make another analogy.
Okay.
Because I feel like if – say you walk into the dealership, right, and you got cash in your pocket, but you don't love what you're looking at. Why would I buy something I don't really, really love?
Because you have because you don't have a punitive cap system, and it's better than the car you have now.
Well, the cap system, you have 5 years, you have a window where you can collectively bring that together, and you have to spend a certain amount by a certain time.
Right.
Is it 5 year, 4 year? What's the total
I think
time?
It's a 3 year, four.
3 year, 4 year window that right. has to have a certain percentage spent in the cap. So this year and next year roll over together. So they're going to have by far, 180?
Yeah, it's a ton of money.
180 million maybe. So maybe next year there's a better car that they fall in love with and they say, I'm willing to spend this much. Because guess what? The guy that they were going to spend the money on isn't playing football right now. He tore his ACL. So you don't know if that was going to happen or not, like if it's a fifth. But say there's another person that they feel is more a better option to spend your money on that they felt more confident in. Now they have more money, and you go into an offseason with a quarterback versus last year where you didn't have a quarterback. Because why would I buy a sports car if I can't drive it? Like, they would have bought a car and not been able to throw the ball to it.
Here's why I would, and you make – obviously, great points. You were on losing teams with the Saints and the Dolphins.
Saints, no.
But the Dolphins.
Dolphins, terrible. 1-15. And I didn't play, so it wasn't
right, that's
fault.
Their fault.
Yeah.
But they would have been at least 3-13.
Yeah.
You get here, I think players learn to lose or learn to win. You have I think the sooner you get to winning games, the better off everybody is, and then you can build around that. I think the culture of the Patriots right now, I think there's three guys that won. One's the long snapper, the other is the center who's out, and then Jonathan Jones. That's about it on this entire team.
So most players are always winning, right? Like in high school, you were the best, so you probably helped your team win a championship. Did you win any high school championship?
Basketball, not
okay.
football.
So most every single player on an NFL roster has won at some point because they were the best on every team that they've ever been on. So every player has the winning mentality or else you wouldn't have made it to the NFL. Yeah, they're super talented people that make it because they're lucky, but the majority of guys that make it have that competitive spirit in them and they want to win. And now the difference is, are you competing to win? Right? Now, there are some games this year where you look at it, you're like, wow, that was terrible. But they're not quitting, right? Like this last game that they were in was they should have won that game. They should have won, what, four of these games?
Yeah.
Seattle.
Miami.
Should have won. Miami, mm-hmm. Tennessee, and this past one. That's four. So that's seven wins that they could potentially have had if things mm-hmm. went just football's one play here, one play there. So, you know, I think that the competitiveness of the team, it's still there. Now, moving forward, I think this is like, I want to see this the last month of the season. If you're still fighting and competitive, I like that. I like to see that because that gives me promise that the guys here have the right mentality when it comes to competing. Because you always want people competing. If you're not competing in practice, you're not competing in the games, you're not here next year. That'd be my mentality. And you take that and you have a list of guys, check, he's not going to be here, or circle, I like this guy.
And Mayo kind of did say that to us at one point where he was like, there weren't really guys that we felt like we wanted to spend on. Remember we talked about that with us.
But then to say that you're not going to sit guys or bench guys because you don't have the depth.
I think it's like, you know, and I get.
Well, but they were in on Brandon Ayuk.
Right, but he chose to less money to go to, in his mind, what he thought was a team that was going to compete for a Super Bowl because the reports, who the hell knows if they're true or not, the reports were that he was offered $85 million in guaranteed money here in New England, and he ultimately took $77 to stay in San Fran. So people made it seem like, all right, he probably stood there because he knew he had a better chance of winning there. Yeah. And I agree. This is the offseason where I don't think – it's the same when we talk about the Red Sox. Like, this is the offseason where you can no longer sell us this pipe dream This offseason, you got plenty of money. I brought up some guys. Max Crosby could be a potentially a guy that they could trade for if he wants out of Vegas. There's T. Higgins, who's a free agent. There's talks about Deebo Samuel not going back to San Francisco and them even potentially cutting him. So he's another guy. Like, this is the year where you got to spend money and get guys.
Maybe they spent all the money on the brand new football headquarters.
Oh, that place is nice.
That's different.
Oh, Greg, that had nothing to do with the NFLPA report. Did you see that? They get an F for their training facility. Out of the blue, they build a new one, and they say it had nothing to do with it.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be a nice facility.
But why can't you?
Well, there's an alumni special alumni area down.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
really?
Right. Oh, yeah. You guys can go hang. Guys,
you got puzzles and stuff to help our brain.
You know,
yeah, you guys can go hang out.
Wow.
There, play some games.
Okay.
They got Sudoku and all these.
I did not
puzzles.
Know that.
Yeah, they got all that stuff. All right. Well, you're the best, Rob Ninkovich.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate everything you do for the show all year long. You are the best.
Okay. I hear that song. You're the best around.
You're
That's
the
from
best.
Karate Kid. Remember
you're
that?
The best
oh, yeah.
Karate
Nothing's
Kid.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
What's your
is
favorite?
Is that Bill Conti?
What, the artist?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's great.
Bill Conti is all the 80s. You know, he's like Eye of the Tiger, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wrote it? Eye of the Tiger is Survivor.
It's Joe Esposito.
Joe Esposito.
Oh, okay.
No, but Bill Conti wrote a lot of
He wrote it?
He wrote a lot of those 80s
songs?
Wrote
of those 80s songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's, in your mind, before you go, the best Christmas film of all time?
It was written by Bill Conti.
I told you.
Written by him? Yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, well
done. Nico's brain still works, guys.
There you go.
I've been hitting the head 5,000 times, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this is a really tough one. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. It's gonna be
a Christmas story.
Yeah, Christmas story. Even though TBS ruined it by playing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. But I liked Fragile and all that fun stuff.
It's a great movie.
And then Elf is good, but
Elf is pretty.
That's
good.
More of a classic Christmas story because I was born in '84. That's from '85.
Yeah,
you know, it's more my wheelhouse.
All right, Rob Ninkovich, thank you. Merry Christmas to the family.
Merry Christmas.
Tell
Paige,
see you guys.
Paige and the family, Merry Christmas.
I think I got the golden ticket in my pocket.
Stick around, see if you win.
Hell yeah.
All right,
yeah,
stick around. All right, that's coming up. All right, 20,000 reasons to be here coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Verizon. The most interesting report in the last 24 hours. Sources are saying that Bill Belichick is interviewing for the University of North Carolina head coaching position. So we'll keep you updated on that. The Lions beat the Packers in a close one last night. Final score 34-31 with Jared Goff completing 32 of 41 passes for 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. A gutsy call by Dan Campbell at the end of this one. He went forward on 4th and inches with the team tied at 31 with 43 seconds remaining. Obviously, it worked out for him. Bruins are off until they have the Flyers in town tomorrow for a matinee, 1 p.m. puck drop there. But the Celtics have a big one tonight. The Bucks are in town, 7:30 p.m. tip at the TD Garden. And right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get an amazing iPhone 15. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone today. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's freezing. Feels like 13, but we're giving away $20,000 next here at Toys for Tots at Bach Exotics.